In another decision today, the Supreme Court struck down a California law designed to help Holocaust survivors and their heirs collect on insurance policies from the Nazi era. The California law requires any insurance company doing business in that state to dig up and disclose old records from all insurance policies sold in Europe from 1920 to 1945. In a 5-4 vote, the justices ruled that the law was unconstitutional because it allowed a single state to interfere with the federal government's control over foreign affairs. Michael Basler is professor of law at Whittier Law School and author of Holocaust Justice, The Legal Battle for Restitution in America's Courts. He says today's ruling cites an agreement dating back to the Clinton administration.
The court indicated that the president, and this is now President Clinton, in signing an agreement with Germany in order to conclude all claims against German companies, including German insurance companies, wanted these type of claims to be resolved through a non-adversarial process that would be through a German foundation. It was an agreement that set up a 10 billion Deutschmark fund, approximately $5 million, to pay out any and all claims against any German company with regard to any claim involving World War II, and that would also include insurance claims against any company that had an office in Germany during the war that sold insurance policies.
Justice David Souter, who wrote for the majority in today's ruling, noted that California, which has been very aggressive in helping victims, prefers to use an iron fist, where the administration, the current administration, prefers to use kid gloves. Justice Souter noted that the bolder approach might actually be preferable, in his words, but he said that that preference was ultimately beside the point, that the overriding principle was this exercise of federal authority.
I disagree with the majority decision. I think that the majority of the justices got it incorrectly. And it's a very nice phrase by Justice Souter, but I think the dissenting opinion of Justice Ginsburg gets it right. If there was a specific conflict between an executive agreement signed by the president and what California would be doing, I would agree that the California law was unconstitutional. But there is not a specific conflict. What the majority of the court does here say, because there's an implicit policy on the part of the president in order to have these insurance claims resolved through this German foundation, then for that reason, the states have to keep their hands off. Implicit is not enough. There has to be an explicit conflict between the two, and the conflict is not there.
Today's ruling specifically focused on a California law. Will it affect Holocaust survivors or their family members who live beyond the state of California?
Well, there's a very important psychological impact here, because for the Holocaust survivors that are aging, their average age is 82, they're dying at the rate of 10% a year, they're seeing the American justice system is letting them down. The American justice has done so much for Holocaust survivors, and this is an important setback for them. As to, you know, the legal impact, it prevents other states from enacting laws similar to California that would force insurance companies doing business in their state from disclosing information about their Holocaust-era policies. And it leaves to the federal government in order to go ahead and to resolve these claims. Time is of the essence. In order for the survivors to see some justice in their lifetime, they have to go and have to see it soon. And the California law was going to be a way for them to get that justice soon. Now, it's a delay that will prevent, I believe, a number of the survivors from seeing some justice while they're still alive.
Michael Basler, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Michael Basler is a professor at Whittier Law School and a fellow with the Center for Holocaust Studies.